Today we have Family Sunday, so I'm going to stay up here and do a little family sermon. I'd like to have all the kids come up and sit with me. If you come on, please. I need your support. Come on, Sims. Come on, sweetheart. Thank you. Go tell them to go. Tell them they have to go. Thank you. I'm going to do two cushions. Hi, how are you? I love Mother's Day because we always have a full house and lots of kids. Just fun. Thank you all. Ooh, too many cushions. All right. One of you might have to help me get up later. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. So, what is today?
Mother's Day.
Did y'all remember to wish your mothers happy Mother's Day today?
Yeah.
Did you give them a big hug? You couldn't?
Yeah,
oh, did you say happy Mother's Day to Grandma? Okay, good. Do you have anything special planned for your mothers today?
Brunch.
Very good. That's brunch. How about just being really nice to your brothers and sisters?
I am that other way around.
They'll be nice to you. Okay, we'll tell them. But we'll let them know to be nice to you today. It's always a nice thing for a mother when the siblings get along, right? It never happens. All right. So did you all do anything for your mother in particular today? Maybe you haven't given it to her yet. But have you ever done anything, like sewed something? Do any of you sew? Do you? Very good, very good. A great skill, or knit something, or drawn a picture, or something that you give your mom, and that's really special, right? Mothers love things that we make, that the kids make for them, right? Has anyone ever made something special for you, like a knit you a sweater? Nice. That's very sweet. Thank you. I'm sure she'll love that. But somebody who made something special for you, like a they maybe knit you a sweater, or they made you a pretty dress, or drew a painting, yeah? Nice. Right? There's something special about something that someone makes for you, right? Yes. You forget, okay. Let me know if you think of it. So my mother-in-law, Dorothy, was a quilter. And she made a baby quilt for every single one of her 10 grandchildren when they were born. And then when they got older, she made them each a full-size quilt that fit on their beds. And those quilts meant the world to my kids, believe it or not. They treasured those quilts, and they still have those quilts on their beds today. They're 20 and 24. They've had them for a while. But they remind them of their grandmother and how she made those quilts for them with love. And so they truly treasure them. She made for me one time, and I was looking for it this morning, but I think it's at my house. She made a stole for me that she quilted, and it's beautiful, and it's one of my favorite things ever. Because when somebody makes something for you with their heart and their hands, it really has a lot of meaning, right? It's special. So today, Al read a story, very well read, thank you, Al, about a woman named Tabitha, who was a seamstress. She loved to sew. So Tabitha, which is a pretty name, it's Aramaic. Does anyone know what that is? Aramaic is the language they spoke in Israel during Jesus' time, right? So in Aramaic, it meant gazelle. Now, gazelle is a really pretty word, I think. And a gazelle, when you think of a gazelle, you think of the beautiful, majestic animal that's fast and graceful, right? Gazelles are beautiful, aren't they? But I'm sure Tabitha was all of those things. But that's not why she was special. Do you know why Tabitha was special?
Nope.
Okay. She was truly special because she had a very loving heart and a generous spirit. And she spent her life doing good things and kind things for the people around her. She lived in a town called Joppa by the sea, and the people in her community all loved her, right? because she was so kind and so giving. She spent her life doing all kinds of nice things. And one of the things she loved to do the most, I think, because she did a lot of it, was sew things for people in need, specifically widows. Now, in that time, a widow who'd lost her husband probably lived on the edges, probably didn't have a lot of money, and was probably pretty alone. And she had a real soft spot in her heart for widows. And so she would make things for them, shirts and probably dresses and who knows what else. And so they had a soft spot for her too, right? Because she did all of these things with such love, and she presented them to people. Tabitha used her hands and her heart, right, to care for her neighbors, just like Jesus told her to. The Bible tells us that Tabitha, the story that Al read today, tells us, well, maybe it wasn't in this version, I don't remember, the original, tells us that she was a disciple. Does anyone remember what a disciple is? Yes. You don't know. Okay. Fair enough. Someone who follows God, follows Jesus. Yes, very good, very good. And it's interesting because she's the only woman in the New Testament they refer to as a disciple. So she must have been pretty special, right? And she followed the teachings of Jesus. Now, I don't think she knew Jesus. When we meet Tabitha, Jesus has already died and been resurrected and has risen to be with God. But she was familiar with somebody named Peter, who had been a disciple of Jesus's, who was wandering around the countryside telling everybody about Jesus and all of his wonderful teachings. What was the main teaching that Jesus left with us? Does anyone remember? Stuart? You know this one. Probably. He used language, for sure. Love, people. Sims, did you know the answer? Kindness and love. Did you? Oh, well, you have to be louder. I didn't hear you. Good job. Love. Love everyone. Love your neighbor. Love everyone the way that God loves you, and that they will know that you are God's by how you love each other. And she lived that. Tabitha really lived into that. Quiet acts of love and service. And kindness, right? And then something really sad happens. Does anyone know what happened to Tabitha? She dies, right? Isn't that sad? Tabitha died. And during the story, so we just meet her and then she dies. And the people were so sad. They were heartbroken. They loved her, right? The women who she'd helped throughout their lives, they gathered around her, and they carried her into a bedroom, and they laid her out. They cleaned her and got her ready, but they weren't quite ready to say goodbye to her yet. And so, they sent two men to a town called Lydda, and it was Peter, who I talked about a minute ago, who was a disciple of Jesus's. He was an evangelist. That's another word. Does anyone know what an evangelist is? A big word. The what? That's a good, you were listening, weren't you? But an evangelist is somebody who goes out and starts preaching about telling people about Jesus. So Peter was all over the place telling people about Jesus, and that's probably where Tabitha learned about Jesus, right? And so they knew that that Peter was fairly close by. So they sent two men to get Peter to come back with them. Now, I'm not sure why. Tabitha was already gone. Didn't seem like maybe they wanted him to come and bless her before they laid her to rest. I'm not sure why they called for Peter. But Peter came. It was a long way. It was probably 6 miles there and 6 miles back, and they were walking most likely. So the women sat in the room and sat vigil with Tabitha. Vigil is just sit by her side. They probably prayed for her. And then Peter got there, and he sent all of the people out of the room. And he got down on his knees, and he started to pray. I don't know how long he prayed for, but I imagine he prayed for a little bit. And then he turns his head, and he looks at Tabitha, and he says, Do you remember? Tabitha, get up. And what happened? She got up. Exactly. That's what I was saying. You were paying attention. Absolutely. She opened her eyes and she looked over and saw Peter and she sat up. And then Peter put out his hand and he helped her get up off the bed. That is extraordinary. It's a miracle, right? That's wild. Here's the thing. There are other resurrections in the biblical story, but not a lot of them. It's a big thing. And why do you think God worked through Peter to bring Tabitha back? Well, what about Tabitha?
Tabitha was very kind.
Very kind. Exactly right. After Tabitha woke up, Peter invited everyone back into the room. And can you imagine? They walked back into the room. Now, she'd been gone for several hours, and they walked back in, and she's awake. I mean, first of all, you'd be like, wait, what? Right? You'd be kind of shocked. And then the joy and the amazement of knowing that Tabitha was back, that God had done something extraordinary, miraculous. I don't think she was a zombie, but I get where you're going with that. So Tabitha was brought back not because she was rich or famous, but because she was deeply loved and deeply loving, right? So today is Mother's Day, a little bit of a change in direction there. And it's a day that we set aside to remember our moms, to thank our moms, to be kind to our moms, right? Grandmothers, aunts, godmothers. All the women in our lives who love and care for us and for everyone, so even your grandma, who care for us like Tabitha did, right? I know, sweetheart. So we don't know if Tabitha was a mom. We don't know if Tabitha had children, but we know she had a heart, the heart of a mother. She wrapped people in care and nurture. She gave without asking anything in return. Right? Like a mom. She mothered her community. Right? Do you have to be a mom to be loving and nurturing? No, we can all be loving and nurturing. And maybe you know someone like that, that isn't your mom, an aunt, a teacher, a friend, someone right here in this church right now, a dad, exactly. People in your life who make you feel safe and seen and loved. Someone who sows love into everything they do, just like Tabitha did, right? So what can we do? What can you do, each of you, to show love like Tabitha did?
Make a card,
yeah.
Make clothes,
yeah, and give them to someone you can. Flowers, exactly. You know, you don't have to do it exactly. Did you have something, sweetheart? No?
Maybe sew something?
Yep, absolutely. Why not? But you don't have to do it exactly the way Tabitha does. What you need to do is figure out how you can do beautiful, loving things in your life for the people that you care about. You know, help someone who's sad. Can we ever do that? Make a card or a drawing or some craft to show somebody that you're thinking about them and that you care about them, you love them. Give someone a big hug, right? Maybe say thank you to someone who does something kind for you or do something kind for them, yes?
Or you can make a gift for someone.
You can make a gift for someone, right? Just to let them know you love them. It's a really great thing because when we love other people the way Tabitha does, we show the world what loving like God looks and feels like. And that's really important
And that's something we can all do in the world, right? Be loving. I'm going to say a little prayer. I don't usually do this, but it calms us down. So everyone, like, bow your heads. Bow your heads. Loving God, we thank you for Tabitha, who showed your love by caring for others. Thank you for our moms and for all the people who mother us with love and kindness. Help us to be like Tabitha, giving, loving, generous of spirit, and full of your light. Amen. Now I want you to get up and walk. Not run. Walk nicely back to your mama. Give her a big, huge hug and tell her you love her. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.